Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 7th. I'm George Kearns with a look at this morning's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. In the news this morning, a federal judge ruled yesterday that a 15% rate cut ordered by lawmakers can start showing up on SCE&G electric bills as early as today. Judge Michelle Childs approved the cut retroactive to April, even after the company lost billions of dollars on two nuclear plants that were never finished. The rate cut knocks about $25 a month off the average residential customer's bill. SCE&G says it was just following the law as written, and the legislature changed it. Lawmakers said customers should not have to continue to pay for the nuclear project, which was abandoned 1 year ago. A Fort Bragg soldier charged in the death of a South Carolina woman has been found dead himself. The Dorchester County coroner says 19-year-old Chandler Dunmire shot himself in his mother's home in the Somerville area on Sunday. Dunmire had been free on bond for a murder charge in the death of 20-year-old Coley Muirhead of Myrtle Beach. Well, more than 100,000 rounds of ammunition and five assault-style guns were stolen from a Midlands gun show this weekend. Police say the ammunition and guns are worth more than $19,000. Lexington County Sheriff Jay Kuhn said several people involved with the gun show at the Jameel Temple reported items stolen from their merchandise trailers parked overnight Friday. Kuhn says the firearms have been entered into a national database as stolen. Michael Slager's appeal has been scheduled. Slager is the former North Charleston police officer serving 20 years for shooting Walter Scott in 2015. His appeal is tentatively scheduled for October 30th before the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Fourth Circuit in Richmond, Virginia. Slager is currently scheduled to be released in January 2034. Midlands authorities say a sheriff's deputy charged with domestic violence has been fired. 29-year-old Timothy Paget was arrested Sunday night. Lexington County Sheriff Jay Kuhn fired Paget yesterday for violating department policy. Paget is still in custody pending a medical evaluation. SLED is now in charge of the investigation. A bedbug infestation has forced emergency medical service crews to temporarily move out of a Lowcountry fire station. A Berkeley County spokeswoman says the bedbugs reappeared at a Jamestown EMS station despite several treatments to remove them. County officials say they do not expect EMS services to be impacted based on the relocation. The University of South Carolina officially opened the Richard W. Riley Collection yesterday. The archive contains over 3,000 photographs, videos, speeches, and other items from Riley's political career. During yesterday's ceremony, former President Bill Clinton said he chose Riley to be his education secretary because he understood the future of the country depended on the ability to educate everyone.
When he was Secretary of Education, we had the largest increase in aid to higher education since the GI Bill. We implemented a direct student loan program, and the participating universities could guarantee the loans, cut the fees, save the students $11 billion in borrowing costs. We had the highest enrollment rates in history.
The Riley Collection is housed at the Ernest Hollings Special Collections Library inside the Thomas Cooper Library. And that's a look at this morning's South Carolina headlines. More updates throughout the day and later this afternoon with Vince Kolb-Lugo. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.